Welcome to the Party Connect. I'm your host, DJ Renato Creative. And on today's show, we have a special guest, Deja Lanai. She's a Bay Area artist. She's going to come through and talk about her music career and growing up in the Bay. Now, I want to thank you for listening to this mix show. Please share the show with your friends, family, classmates, coworkers. Please like, repost, and share. You can share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can also download the app, which is the best. If you want the best results and the best listening experience, download the app. And you can share it in your Instagram stories and your Facebook stories. So please share the show's grassroots. We feature indie artists, plus your favorite major artists. Again, thank you for listening to the show. I do invite you to become a select member. Just go to my Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/Renato Creative. Again, mixcloud.com/Renato Creative. And you should see a purple button that says support. Next to it should say $2.99 per month. That's all it costs. Very affordable. And with that, you get access to exclusive shows. Plus, you'll get extended play. No ads. And also offline listening. So become a select member. Again, just go to my page. You should see a purple button that says support and $2.99. Only $2.99 per month. And also your favorite artists actually get paid. Paid better than Spotify and all the other platforms. So that's enough of me talking. Let's go to the interview. It was previously recorded. And here's my interview with Deja Lanai. I'll be back after the interview with the Mix Show. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Party Connect. Today, we have a special guest, Deja Lanai. She is an artist out of the Bay Area. Very dope artist. Definitely have some amazing music out. And definitely going to get to know more about her career, music, and more. Matter of fact, I think she's in the building. Deja Lanai, what's going on?
What's up? What's up, everybody?
All right, so tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, my name is Deja Lanai. I'm from San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? The Bay Area. Because I know y'all out there might not know a lot about San Jose, but...
All right, so tell us, normal day, normal life in the Bay, you know? Like,
right.
There's different parts of the... You know, we got listeners all over the world, so.
So, regular life in the Bay, I mean, I can't speak for everybody else, but for myself, I'm mostly into my music, and I've been for the past, year now. So, daily things is usually waking up, spending time writing. When I was in school earlier this year, now that I've graduated since then, but when I was in school earlier this year, I would wake up, do my schoolwork after that. Spend time writing, being in the studio because I do have the luxury of having a home studio, which I'm very appreciative of course. But
wow.
Yeah, so I just be working most of the time just in the studio writing or going over show mixes and stuff like that, just putting the work in and what I wanna do.
So yeah, I'm checking out the Resource Music page and I'm checking out your page and I see that you have been really working. You're not a late artist, and that's what I respect about you. I see you're performing at clubs. So you must be 18 now. You're performing at clubs, doing concerts, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I've been working. I've been having shows back-to-back lately, so that's been very exciting. And I have a video shoot coming up this weekend, so I'm really excited about that. I've just been working and pushing for what I want.
So tell me about how did you first get started and what first got you into music?
Mm-hmm. Well, my whole life I've always been around music. My mom used to be a promoter and things like that. She would throw parties with different artists. She used to manage different artists when I was younger. So I've always been around that lifestyle and I always had the talent to sing and the talent to write. So that was always something I liked to do on my free time, but only recently have I decided to take it, like, you know, to the next level and really, really take it serious, you know, the end of last year when I really started taking it serious. And then in February, I started dropping music. So, you know, that's my little sum up of how the whole getting into music started.
Okay, and you're very blessed because your mom, she's, like, really pushing your music. She's Clubhouse. That's how I found out about you, you know. And I reached out to her and I was letting her know I would like to play your music on my show. So she's really pushing you hard, and when you have your parents behind you, it's a blessing because a lot of people don't have that.
Definitely.
So who inspired you to make music?
It has to be my mom and my uncle, you know, who are also my managers. They really inspired me to get in the studio and put that work in, you know. I give it up to them for sure.
Okay, awesome. That's nice. So your uncle supports you. That's amazing when you got family that support you. How would you describe your music and the music that you typically create?
Can you say that again? My bad, it kind of cut out.
How would you describe the music that you typically create?
I would describe it as possibly, you know, R&B, hip-hop, rap type vibe. But really, I just like to have fun. You know, on all of my tracks, I just like to write. You know, it's just I'm passionate about music. So when I think about my music, I don't think about putting it in a box or a category. It's really just what I'm feeling on that track.
Okay, so what is your creative process like? I know you said you have a home studio, so I know that is amazing because, you know, I had a home studio one time before because I do music production, and it's nothing like waking up and being able to create your own music. I can say I still have like a home studio, but it's more of a DJ setup, and I do have, you know, software where I can make beats and stuff. But it's not like it was. I kind of downgraded. But you have access to a studio, and you can just go in there and record So what is your creative process for making your music? Also, before you go, I do also want to say that you have some high quality production. The sound is amazing. You know, when I play your music, people do not know that you're an indie artist because, you know, some people have a perspective of indie artists as being low quality music, but that's not true. There's so many amazing indie artists that have the production as the major artists, but your production is amazing. I mean, you can pump it in a car. It can go in the club. You are on point. You know, you have the DJ service pack, so you're a legit artist. And so everybody that's listening, make sure you support her. She have a DJ service pack. I mean, a lot of artists that I deal with do not have a DJ service pack. So shout out to you. All right.
Thank you. Shout out to my team.
Okay. Yes, your team. What is your creative process?
So when it comes to my creative process, most of the time I am lucky enough to be in here when my producers are making the beats for my tracks. So that does help a lot when it comes to my writing, of course, because, like, you know, I could ask them to put drops in or they do little things to the beat, you know, change it up, and I could write differently, change my flow and stuff like that. But really, when it comes to writing, sometimes I could write, you know, right then and there, the whole song possibly, you know what I mean, while we're in the studio, and sometimes it takes me a little while, and I like to be isolated when I be writing, just stick to myself and just play the beats. And just go over and over and just write. That's really how it goes, to be honest.
Who would you like to collaborate with? Major artists or indie artists?
When it comes to collaborations, I'm open to collab with anybody, really. If I like their music, of course, I would love to hop on a track. So, you know, anybody listening, you know what I'm saying, you like my music, you know, contact me, and I'm willing to work and collab with different people. And even with different sound that's not, you know, really like mine.
Okay. If you could open for any major artist, which major artist would you like to open up for? And also, all indie artists listen, never pay to open up for a major artist. If the artist is cool and like your music, they will put you on their show and you will not have to pay. So never, ever pay to open up for a major artist.
Yeah, thank you for that advice, though. Okay. But, when it comes to opening for any artist, I mean, I really couldn't choose one. You know what I'm saying? I would be grateful to open up for any mainstream artist that, you know, of course, that I like their music and that, you know, I would want to be on it. You know, there's no one I could pinpoint.
So what is one message that you would give to your fans?
Oh, if there's one message I would give to everybody who supports me, you know what I'm saying? I would say, you know, when you find something that you really love, go for it. Go for it. Don't just make excuses on why you couldn't do it. Because for me, when I was, like I said, I've always had the talent to sing and to write. But when, you know, luckily I had people to push me towards it. But when I really wanted it and I pushed for it, God opened doors for me. And so if y'all, you know, go ahead and just push for your dreams and just, you know, go ahead and take that first step, you know, things will happen for you.
All right. What advice do you have for people that want to become an artist? Like, they might be scared. They might be scared that people will not accept music or whatever. What advice do you have for people that is, you know, going through that? They can sing or they want to learn how to sing, you know, voice lessons or whatever. What advice would you give to them?
Okay. The advice I would give to aspiring artists, like I said, well, obviously you didn't hear me, but when it comes to being scared whether people like your music or not, not everybody likes my music. Trust me, I get comments about, you know what I'm saying, other people's opinions. But when you really want something, you know, none of that should bother you. You know, just focus, keep a tunnel vision on what you want and what you're striving for. And when it comes to, you know, wanting to learn how to sing, you know what I'm saying, I mean, I can't really say a lot about that, you know. Some people just can't sing, you know what I'm saying? But if you can, you can, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to writing, I spend a lot of time writing, you know, going over and over different lines, switching out words. So when it comes to writing, you really just got to take your time and just, like I said, I isolate myself. I listen to the beat, you know what I'm saying? I put myself in the music, really, and just write and either tell a story or tell about having fun or something about your life and just get into that mood. And, you know, you're going to end up changing different words, different lines, you know what I'm saying? It's all a process.
Walk us through when you first started the music and when did you start music?
I've been into music my whole life, like I said, but when I started taking it serious, it was, like, towards the end of last year. And, like I said, how it all started is I always had the studio because this is my mom's studio, you know, it's our house or whatnot, but I never had the motivation to go ahead and just, like, you know, put my all into it, you know. But when I got in here and, you know, I felt it, like, you know, it was something about it where I just felt it and I was just like, I'm gonna go hunt it and I'm gonna put my all into it. And then when I first started, I was in the studio like every single week, just song, 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 songs after song. Like, you know, now I kind of like, I'm more, you know, focused on like practicing for shows and stuff like that. But when I first started, I was just like locked in the studio, and that's really how it started, me being consistent.
How does it feel? Because a lot of artists, especially since you're just starting to take it serious, how does it feel to be doing shows? I mean, because, you know, most artists, you know, especially, you know, after a year, definitely are not booking shows. So how does that feel?
Oh, it feels awesome. When I'm on stage, it's really all fun for me, and I really enjoy the whole experience. But you know what I'm saying? I don't know, because my team, like, we have our mission. So when I started doing shows, this is what we wanted, this is what we planned for, you know what I'm saying? So, but it feels amazing, and especially to be doing the last couple shows in my own city, you know, where I'm from, you know, it hits different, definitely.
So there's an app called Clubhouse. How have Clubhouse changed your life as an artist?
It's changed it a lot. You know, my management team stays on there networking with different DJs, promoters, and things like that, and it has made things speed up like quite fast, honestly. You know, my mom, you know, she's always on there. You know, I know she met you on there also as well. You know, that really kept us connected. So, you know, it's a really good platform to just, in the industry, it's a really good platform for shows and all of those type of things, like, that really sped things up for me.
Definitely, it's a great app. Most of my mix shows feature artists from Clubhouse, no joke. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of indie artists juice up, But Clubhouse, you can find the great indie artists like you yourself.
Thank you, thank you.
What would you be doing right now if you wasn't doing music?
I don't even know. Well, that's something I can't even answer right now, because if it wasn't recording music, it would be writing music, it would be going to school for music, so it would be all around music for me. So I wouldn't know. Like, this is what I want to do, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Do you see yourself becoming a music producer or, you know, engineer, since you are always in the studio?
Right now, no. But that is something I do want to learn how to do. Like, you know, it would be really helpful in my own career just to know how to make beats and just vibe up, like, completely alone, you know, in the studio where I'm making a beat and writing to it. You know, that would be really awesome. So, yeah, that is something I want to consider.
Okay. Where have you performed? What are your favorite least favorite venues? And do you have any upcoming shows?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say my, like, the last couple of shows I had were in San Jose, California, in the Bay Area. I had a show in Stockton, and I had a show in EPA, which is East Palo Alto, you know, for anybody who doesn't know, in California. My favorite venue, I would have to say, was my last venue. That was really lit. Everybody was turned up in there, and it was just an all-around fun time, you know what I'm saying? And I would say the second best one would be the car show. It was really fun. It was just, like, super hot. It was, like, 100-some degrees. I was sweating my makeup and stuff. So that was the ugly thing, you know, the little downside. But as for my least favorite, there would be none. Like, all of them has been a great experience, and I loved all of them.
What is the dopest car you saw at the car show?
At the car show? I don't know. To be honest, I wasn't even paying attention. I know it's my bad, but that's what I say. I wasn't even really paying attention. But I would say my favorite car is a Monte Carlo SS. So that's all I could say. If I seen that car, I would have been like, ooh, I would have noticed that real quick. So I don't know if they had that on the way to the stage. But it was kind of in and out thing, because there were so many people there. You know, this COVID thing going on. I was on the golf cart to the stage, on the golf cart back to the car. I was out of there.
Speaking of COVID, how have COVID changed your life? And did you expect COVID to last this long?
No, I didn't expect it to last this long. However, when COVID hit, I was already homeschooled. I was already a homeschool student. So when it came to school, it didn't really change for me, because I was already, doing homeschooling. And then I don't really go out like that. Like, you know, now, unless it's for shows, events and stuff like that, I'll go out. But as for, like, you know, going out and doing stuff, I didn't really do all that. I'm really a homebody type person. So it didn't really affect my life. But as in, like, you know, it was different, like, you know, having to wear the mask everywhere and little stuff like that. But as in for a big change, no. I would say, like, the whole pandemic was really low-key a blessing, because, you know, of course, everybody stay in the house and get connected. And during the pandemic, I started taking music serious. So I would say it was all a blessing.
Okay. And speaking of people staying home, how do you feel the internet and apps like Clubhouse, Green Room, fan base has impacted the music business?
I would say it's impacted it a lot, because I feel like it has changed it to more of a, even more entertainment and less of artistry, if you get what I'm trying to say. Like, on the internet, you know what I'm saying, you go viral, your songs go viral, you know what I'm saying, you go viral. And it's like quick like that. Like, that's how it changed. Like, somebody could, you know, hit out of nowhere.
Okay, speaking of viral, are you on TikTok?
I am on TikTok, but I am banned right now, so I can't post too much right now. But I am going to be consistent. The last couple of days, I've been posting every day. So if y'all can follow my TikTok at DAIJLANAI on TikTok. And I'm going to be more consistent there when I can post again.
Okay. What is your favorite song to perform?
My favorite song to perform is Money Talks. That is the first song I ever released. So, you know, I have a little sentimental value to that song, but I also like it because at my shows, you know, people know it, so it gets everybody turned up.
Oh, wow. So that was your first song?
Yes.
Wow. It did not sound like a first song. Because a lot of times, because I'm an artist, a lot of times when you record your first song, it's not come out that great.
Even if recording? Oh, yeah. I can give a disclaimer. That's not the first song I ever recorded. You know what I'm saying? I'll give a disclaimer to that. But that is the first song I ever put out, though.
Oh, okay. Got you, ma'am. Yeah. I got you. Okay. Could you give us a little acapella of that?
Money Talks, sure, okay. Let me see.
I want people to see you can really sing.
Yeah, it's good, you know what I'm saying? Y'all trying to see, okay. I'm trying to be patient with you, and I'm trying to go places with you. I want the diamonds, I want the gold. I want the Prada, I want the clothes. Just to say I have and I have had, and to say I do and I do have. Whatever it is that I please, whatever that I want, whatever I need. You're the only one that can handle that. You're the only one that always have my back. That's why I love you. You're the only one I want to be close to. I'm talking to the money. Yeah, I'm talking to the money. That always talking about it. That's funny. Yeah, I'm talking to the money.
Awesome. Yes, definitely. I'm trying to figure out who you sound like, but you sound like a major artist.
I sound like Deja Lunati, you know what I'm saying?
But you also sound like an artist that's already out. I want to say Monica a little bit.
I don't know.
Hey, you sound good. All right, so you're talented. What is the most trouble that you have ever gotten into in the music industry?
None.
Okay. What is the best advice that you have been given?
I get so much great advice from my managers, you know, and my team. Dang, I can't even think about it. You know, they constantly give me advice, you know, when I'm practicing everything. But I would say the best advice is in the studio. You know, they tell me to just, like, get in my zone and, you know, sing it like I'm, like, you know, they make me, you know, they all get at me, you know, picture yourself in this and that. And, you know what I'm saying? Get in your zone, blah, blah, blah. And they really push me into that. So I would say that's my best advice is... put it into words, you know what I'm saying? I'm rambling, my bad. But to put it into words, I would say visualizing myself while I'm in the booth is one of the biggest things that helped me while I'm recording.
Okay, awesome. If you could change anything about the industry, what would it be?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many things, like a downside to the industry, of course, that everybody hears about, but so far in my career, there has been no downsides, so I couldn't pinpoint any right now.
All right. I do thank you for coming to the Party Connect, and I hope you enjoyed the Party Connect mix show.
Of course, I enjoyed it. I appreciate you for having me.
Definitely. And what's next for Deja Lanai?
What's next for me? You know, my next show that I have so far booked, you know, I might give it before then, but my next show will be in October on the 9th, you know what I'm saying, in Fresno, California. I have that going on. You know, be on the lookout for more singles and follow me on all social media at Deja Lanai, DAIJHALANAI, on all social media platforms, you know what I'm saying? Check me out.
All right. Do you have any closing words or shout outs?
I want to shout out Resource Music, everybody on my team, you know, my family, and all everybody who supports me on the back end. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. And shout out to you for having me, of course.
All right. Any closing words or anything that you would like to plug?
Any closing words? I don't have any closing words I could think of, but there is artist that I want to plug, which is Resource Music artist out in Nigeria, is Gallant. You can follow him on social media platforms. His music is the bomb. I love it. I slept on it daily. And also, you got Kali's Bless out in Nigeria. Those are the artists that they work with. So, shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? I got a little couple projects going on with Kali. So, be on the lookout for that.
Oh, dope. I'm a Afrobeat music producer and DJ. So, I definitely tap in with those artists and get them on my Afrobeat show. So that's pretty cool. Matter of fact, I did a remix, an Afrobeats remix. It's kind of weird though, because it have Asian elements. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I remixed your song, Knockoff. Yeah, I did an Afrobeats remix.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's a song that I did when I was in after getting radiation. I was in the hospital, and my goal was to make a beat, and I made the beat. And so I used that beat for your remix.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored for sure.
Yeah, so I'm gonna put it on the future mix show. I'm gonna mix it with the original beat, and it's gonna be an Afrobeats mix.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so I do thank you for coming through. Can you think of anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you. You know, shout out to having me on your show today. I really, really appreciate it. But besides shout out me, Resource Music and the other artists, you know what I'm saying? You can follow me again. Dajahl and I on all social media platforms, DIAJHALANAI. You know what I'm saying? Check me out.
Okay, again, thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.